Cedar Creek Ecosystem Science Reserve is a 5,000-acre patch of forest and prairie nestled between corn and soybean fields about 45 minutes north of Minneapolis. It's unassuming from the road, but it's internationally famous for its biodiversity research. In the 1990s, Cedar Creek set out to buck long-standing scientific theory.
So for many years, back in the 70s and the 80s, scientists believed that diversity was nice, but it didn't really matter.
That's Caitlin Potter, Cedar Creek's outreach coordinator.
And as a result, some work coming out of Cedar Creek done by Dr. Dave Tillman was really surprising. So he had artificially made a biodiversity experiment. Then there was a pretty severe drought here in Minnesota where Cedar Creek is located. Dave saw something really surprising. He noticed that his low diversity plots did not weather the drought particularly well, and his high diversity plots did okay. So he spent some time thinking about his results, and eventually he went out and planted different plots with different diversity treatments.
The experiment, nicknamed Big Biodiversity, remains the largest and longest-running plant biodiversity experiment in the world. And its findings?
Biodiversity is more important for plant productivity and growth than any other factor we manipulate here.
Potter is confident that the results from Cedar Creek have meaning for biodiversity loss in Utah.
Big biodiversity experiment have now been replicated at many other sites around the world. So they've been done in desert ecosystems, they've been done in forests, they've been done in bogs. So even though the original impetus for the work was done here, mostly in prairie communities in Minnesota, there's now been enough work done to say that these results really do hold in most systems. Plant some native plants in your garden in Utah. They're not going to be the same plants I plant in my garden in Minnesota, but having that native biodiversity is still going to make a difference.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Leslie Ferrero.